Ah, there you are. Greetings, especially to you, my friend. Welcome again to the Waterhole, Die Watergat. I'm Peter Warne, and we're going to spend, as per usual, some golden quality time together today around the refreshing, intriguing, living waters of God's Word. So now, all the power of the enemy was destroyed at Calvary. Luke 10, verse 19. So today, because death and life are in the power of the tongue of the believer, Proverbs 18, 21, a believer's tongue contains the power of death and life. Because of that, whenever the devil, who is now without power, wants to create destruction and chaos, he has to look for a Christian who will lend him his or her tongue. That's how it works. This might shock some of you, but it's true. Let's pray. Father, what a challenge. We speak into being that which is as yet unseen. Teach us your ways, Lord. Teach us to touch heaven and change earth. Not to touch hell and change earth. Please help us today. We know we will give an account for every idle word that we speak. Help us to learn your right ways, Lord, that we can teach them to others, to our children, to people around us. We ask this, Lord, that we may be a positive influence, that we may add value wherever we go. Not bring in destruction and chaos, bitterness and division. May we be empowering people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, I want to talk today. I've called this a responsible tongue. Verantwoordelijke tong. Now, I think a couple of months ago there were events of xenophobia, violence against women, child stealing, rampant lawlessness. There was a season we went through when those things sort of came to the surface more than usual. And the president went on television and said he is ashamed. The unions went on television and said, yeah, it's because of poverty. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't buy that. And I don't think many of us buy that excuse. There are many who are poor and struggling financially in a pickle, even watching this broadcast. And they do not do those things. No, my friend. This is Satan working in ungodly hearts that have become hardened. No longer a soft conscience. Scripture has this to say about godless people. Ephesians 4, verse 17 in the CEV. Their minds are in the dark, and they are stubborn and ignorant, and have missed out on the life that comes from God. Sure. They no longer have any feelings about what is right, and they are so greedy that they do all kinds of indecent things. Maybe just doing what unsaved people do. Wow, Lord, that's a verse and a half. The important question for you and me today, beloved, what is God saying to you and me at this time? How must we live? Now, the truth is that Jesus Christ is still the only answer to the problems of this country. That means that you and me, the Church of Jesus Christ, are still God's plan A for South Africa. And there is no plan B. There are many testimonies of God's people crying out to God, obeying what he says, and seeing miraculous things take place. I remember a girl kidnapped a while ago. There was a huge outcry, a call to prayer, and the girl was safely returned. I think of farm murder situations, potential, that were averted by divine intervention, and so on, and so on, and so on. God is moving. God is in the now. Now, there is much prophetic word over our nation. Right from way back when, Andrew Murray, and way back when, where God is saying that the darkness and the evil will increase. And we see that in the word. But also that when evil comes in, like a flood, God will raise up a standard, a war flag. You'll see his war flag, and the king and his armies will arise. You see, God wants to show his power and his majesty. Now, these are perilous times in our nation. It is vitally important that we as Christians do not do the devil's work for him by lending him our tongue. As believers, we must guard our mouths. We must take responsibility for our tongue. Be careful how we use it. I'll give you a very simple, almost a silly example. Hi, John, how are you doing? Ah, man, I'm getting flu, eh? Okay, well, may the two of you be happy together, you and the flu, because you're speaking permission to your body to receive those viruses and germs. You see, we speak into being. I think it was Henry Ford that said, whether you say you can or you say you can't, either way, you are right. Ephesians 4 is a chapter that will tell you much more about this topic. But today I want to highlight only one verse, verse 29. Ephesians 4, well, 29 to 32 in the ESV. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths. That's on us. But only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Our words need to be building up, fitting, and empowering, giving grace. I remember my mom always taught me, if you haven't got anything to say, be quiet. Now, in that verse, let no corrupting talk. Corrupting means rotten, breaking down, speaking curses over, immoral, and fear-mongering. Fear-monger. I want to talk about fear-mongering in this message specifically. Fear-mongering is giving rise to fear with our mouths, speaking fear into being, causing fear through the way we speak. Doom and gloom around the braai vleis. Ach nee, hierdie land, ah, ba, 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 ba. Fear-mongering. Speaking death, doom, and gloom. Doing the devil's work. Just speaking without thinking. With a careless, reckless, irresponsible tongue. Now, James 3 from verse 6 in the ESV. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it, we bless our Lord and Father. And with it, we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. You see, fear is an emotion, like a lion chasing you. But it's also a spiritual entity. Call it a demon, if you like. A spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 tells us that we do not have a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Now, how the spirit of fear works under the direction of Satan is in the following ways. A spirit of fear places a thought of fear in your mind. Just one thought. If you don't immediately take that thought captive and test it against the truth of God's word, then the enemy has you in his grip. You will believe that thought is your own thought. Once you believe it It goes from here down into your heart. You take ownership of it. From there, it overflows from your mouth. This is what the devil wants. Puts a thought in that you carelessly swallow it, goes down into your heart. You take ownership of it and you speak it out. Now, Matthew 12, 34 in the CEV, your words show what is in your heart. Other translations, out of the fullness of the heart is the overflow of the mouth. And because of the creative power, as he is in his heart, so shall he be. Why? Because of what I've just described. Goes from here to here, out here. Creative power to create blessing and destruction. Ah, my wife's cooking makes me sick. Oh, really? That's stupid. Stupid thing to say. You might laugh, but what words are coming out of your mouth? Are they building up? Are they bringing grace? Are they fitting for the occasion? Or are they immoral and destructive? You see, you come into agreement with Satan's plans because that thought is his plan. And you take ownership of it and becomes your plan. And you speak it into being. And his plans are established. Maybe you've never heard this. Well, may today be such an eye-opener for you. Proverbs 18, verse 21, in the ESV. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So, how must we respond today as believers? Well, God is calling us to several things. We need to make him Alpha and Omega, King and Lord of our lives, on the center, on the throne of every area of our life, permanently, 24/7, 365. He is calling us to kneel and pray for this nation, forgiving, releasing, and even blessing the guilty. My friend, are you disappointed? Do this. Pray for them. Forgive them. Ah, a man hanging on a cross, and he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm telling you, if you do this, you'll be amazed at the difference in your heart. Number three, he's calling us to pray for the president, that God will save him and show him what to do. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2. He is calling us to pray for a godly government in this nation. Are you complaining, speaking death? Or are you doing what God says, praying, speaking life? He's calling us to cancel and call back the words of death we have spoken. Take back those words. Swallow those words. He's calling us to cancel the agreements we have made with Satan. through the process I've described. And he's calling us to decree and confess aloud his blessings over this nation. Rupala, call them into being. Peace, prosperity, unity, employment, etc. Come on. Come on. You are plan A. There is no plan B. Don't think the government or Piet Pompies can fix this country. No, my friend. Only Jesus. But he'll use you as a believer. You have to bloom there where you are planted. It starts there in Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then out. So I want to remind you today, it's not God's plan for you to be defeated. It's not God's plan to have you do the devil's work. You were designed for victory, a life of righteousness, peace, and joy in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now we need to do this work. We've got work to do. You there, me here. You have to partner with God under the leading of his Holy Spirit. Go and find in the Word the promises of God. Pin them up all over your house. Proclaim them with faith, audibly, with power. Man, the devil will freak. Imagine if every Christian in this country began to do this. Oh, man, lights would go on in the spirit all over the show. Every second house or whatever, lights would go on. Suburbs would change. Cities would change. Governments would change. As we come to pray now, I encourage you, don't beat yourself up. Just learn from what I've said today. And let's take it seriously. So be encouraged. There where you're at, just get real before God. Ask him to show you. What words of death you've been speaking into being. Ask him to show you where you have come into agreement with Satan's plans and have helped him establish them. And ask him to enable you to decree and confess his blessings over this nation. Be an agent for the positive, not for the negative. Let's just pray. My challenge to you, as to myself, will you repent today? Will you renounce it? Will you cut off these things? Will you take responsibility for your creative or destructive tongue? Will you take responsibility? Will you be responsible? Will you act and talk responsibly? Will you make a life-changing decision today to guard your mouth, to watch your mouth? Will you ask the Lord, as we have already? Come on, let's pray. Father, indeed we repent of negativity. We repent of doing the devil's work without even knowing it. We repent of sowing destruction and doom and gloom through the reckless, careless, irresponsible words of our mouth. Father, we are guilty as charged. We ask that you please forgive us. We take back every word. We cancel every agreement with Satan's plans. And Father, we make a life-changing decision today to guard our mouths, to have a responsible tongue. Will you bless us and empower us to do that? Help us to become a positive force of God in this nation. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing now. Thank you for pointing this out to us. Don't let it stop here today, Lord. I pray in the name of Christ Jesus to declare that no weapon of Satan forged against us to steal this word will prevail. Nothing. These words, these truths are sealed now by the blood of Jesus and will echo through eternity through this broadcast. In Jesus' name, we declare peace, prosperity, unity, harmony, employment, financial well-being, freedom from corruption. We call these things, Lord. We pray for our government that you will save them and lead them to godly, right decisions. And we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in answer to this prayer. Amen and amen. Tough one today. But that's what the word's about, eh? We're not playing games. That's the lot and all I got, with love from me to you. So thank you for spending this golden time. I'm sure you know someone who needs to hear this message. Pass it on. Subscribe if you haven't. Invite people to subscribe. That will help me keep these messages coming. Until we meet again at the Waterhole, cloudy yet today. Be richly blessed. God is on the throne. Heaven is not in trouble. God bless you.